Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The U.S.-founded Mormon Church, which is based mostly in Utah, has an image of conservatism. For instance, until 1978, it banned men of black African descent from being ordained as priests or participating in sacred temple rituals. There has never been an organized and open channel of reform within the church, and in a generation of so many changes, some Mormons have taken matters into their own hands. John Doolin is one of those, and he's taken a lot of heat from the church for it. He's host of the Mormon Stories website and podcast. He has been threatened with excommunication for publicly supporting same-sex marriage and the ordination of women. His site has become a popular hub for thousands of questioning Mormons to share their stories. John Doolin, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks, John.
What kind of a figure do you envision yourself to be in terms of confronting traditions in the church?
You know, that's a tough question. I don't know that I've thought a ton about it, honestly. I just know that when I went through a crisis of faith 10 or 15 years ago, that there was just no support for me in the church, and it was just so hard with family and friends. And so I started the podcast Mormon Stories simply to sort of provide a place where people could openly discuss difficult topics and maybe support each other in the process, since so many people weren't getting support. So I've tried to model open, thoughtful discourse and to help alleviate some suffering. I think that's been the goal. And it's been a fun and a difficult challenge.
Do you need to take the next step and pursue an almost Martin Luther style of confronting some of the inflexibility of the church to allow the people who express themselves on your podcast to feel as though they're welcome?
It's a messy process. It's not any fun. I live in a very conservative town in a very conservative state, and it's not been fun for my wife or kids to be a part of this. And honestly, I don't glory in the attention. It's really stressful. There's so many divorces. I'm a mental health professional. I'm finishing up a PhD in psychology. I counsel with these Mormons who are struggling literally every single day as a therapist. And I see the divorces that are occurring. I see the young lesbian and gay Mormons that too often are committing suicide. And I feel like, you know, if someone's in privilege, kind of a white, male, heterosexual, married person with some influence, I feel like it's almost my duty to bring sunlight to the pain and suffering that people are experiencing. Just by standing up and speaking my conscience, I don't feel like I want a disciplinary council. I feel like I want to be left alone. But if the church says to me, you need to shut down Mormon Stories or delete prior episodes that are critical, or they want to say you can no longer speak up publicly to support same-sex marriage or other types of things, I guess if I have to choose between my conscience and excommunication, I'll choose excommunication. What I would prefer is that the church create more resources and space for people who are struggling so that they can get the support they need.
Christianity needed to break up into a Protestant denomination to confront some of these issues ultimately. And is the growth of the Mormon Church consistent with a story where eventually there will have to be some sort of a break, a denomination of people who are more flexible socially, even though they value the Mormon community and some of the doctrine of Mormonism?
I've thought about this idea for a long time, and I've even considered it. I am inspired by Reform Judaism, which now has become, as I understand it, the largest branch of Judaism in the United States. But I don't think Mormonism can really abide a significant schism. You know, we surveyed over 3,000 current and former Mormons who have lost their faith in the church, and over half become atheist or agnostic. And because Mormonism is such a sort of total worldview, and it relied so much on authority, and frankly, because it relies on the underpinnings of Joseph Smith and his initiation of the tradition, so many of the people who lose their faith in the church, they're so disgusted by the polygamy and the lies and the polyandry that Joseph Smith engaged in. and they're so disappointed at how let down they are from the church leadership, sort of their behavior, that in the end they lose all interest not only in Mormonism, but in religion altogether and in God.
What happens to Mormons who leave the church, give up on the church doctrine? Do they just go skiing at Alta or a mountain bike in the mountains?
Sundays are a marvelous thing in Utah if you're not in church. The ski slopes are beautiful and largely vacant. The golf courses are also the same in the summer. You know, one of the most difficult things I've seen is how scared active LDS church members are about stepping away. It's been ingrained in us that only Mormons are truly moral people, that only, you know, you can only find happiness by remaining an active, believing LDS church member. And so many of the, you know, it's a difficult ride to leave sort of a fundamentalist or an Orthodox religion. But so many of the people that I've met after dealing with some turbulent struggles, immediately leaving, just go on to lead very happy, meaningful, and productive lives. There's a lot of joy out there. I don't encourage people to leave, but I also discourage the perception that leaving means a life of debauchery and misery.
John Doolin is founder of Mormon Stories, a podcast which explores difficult topics within Mormonism, something that's produced a lot of criticism for him and put his membership in the church under threat. John, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure, John.